Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Ed McDermott, who is from the corporate and broking team at Optiva Securities. Welcome, Ed.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to talk about Angus Energy PLC, ticker ANGS on AIM. We had an RNS out last week confirming that the drilling at Lidsey has started, which should be moving them into a producing company by mid to end of October. So can you just give me an idea and our listeners where we're at with that?
So the Lidsey drill that's currently on, it's expected to be sort of 4 to 6 weeks in total, drilling into the Great Oolite Reservoir. With a view to being far more precise than they were, and hopefully looking to produce sort of 300 to 400 barrels a day. So as far as I'm aware, everything sounds to be going very well, and it may well come in earlier than we hope. But again, we'll have to wait and see what the company come out with.
So can you just give us a reminder as to what happened with the first drill there, X1, because there was a sort of brief sort of negligible bit of production happening there, wasn't there, earlier on?
That's right. Originally, there was production from a well that was drilled by Carlos Petroleum back in about 96. Again, this well drilled straight into the Oolite Reservoir, the Great Oolite Reservoir, and was producing oil. It declined down to sort of, I think it was 30, 40 barrels a day. But unfortunately, that well really was sort of right on the oil-water contact zone, as opposed to being drilled perfectly into the reservoir, which did cause some water problems. Hence the reason for re-drilling this well.
Okay. And we've had a number of RNSs over the last couple of months about a potential issue, a bond issue, onto NEX Exchange. Can you confirm what the state of play is with that?
Indeed. The next bond is not actually listed yet. It's simply all the paperwork has been done by the company and its advisors in order so that it effectively has an option to list this bond on the next exchange, which of course is non-dilutionary for existing equity holders. And it was essentially born off the back of the AIM admission document, which allows the company to have effectively an overdraft facility if and when they so desire. Well, I think saying that, I think it would have to be when the company is in production from its Lidsey site or its Brocken site, and that would obviously allow it to pay the 8.5% premium on that bond. Again, it's a clever move in many respects, because the company doesn't have to go through with it, but it's there, and that's why you keep seeing an RNS each month, which is effectively just delaying it each time.
Yeah, sorry, just to be clear then, that this is an option as opposed to something that's set in stone.
I'd say that's correct, yes. I think at some stage they will probably want to bring it on online and list it, but I think for the time being, it's really there until the company's in production. The reason they would take on debt is obviously not to pay for sort of typical working capital stuff. It would be for to drill new wells off the back of success on other wells. So it's a nice way for investors to see no dilution, and something that would be funded out of cash flow rather than from investors' pockets.
And just to double check, I'm right in thinking that it'd only be issued on the basis of production being confirmed at Lidsey.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. And thinking about Angus's other plays, you know, we've got Homewood and Brockham. Can you just give us a brief summary as to what you foresee happening with both of those, or where those projects are at the moment?
Homewood was meant to be drilled this year. I don't know. I don't think any of us know at this stage whether that's going to happen or not this year. I suspect with us coming up to sort of Christmas probably quite quickly, it may well drift into next year. But again, I think that'll be for the company to confirm either way. But it's certainly an exciting drill, the Homewood prospect. Although Angus only had 12.5% at the moment, it's certainly a very interesting part of the Weald Basin, and it'll be going through the Kimmeridge in the same way that Brockham has, and Broadford Bridge over with UKOG. So it's certainly a hotly anticipated well.
And I guess with Brocken, we're just waiting on OGA approval now.
That's right. I mean, obviously, the Brocken well is very interesting. They had over 385 metres of thickness of the naturally fractured Kimmeridge limestones, which over at Horse Hill, which had a sort of smaller and less mature section, they produced 1,500 barrels during a short flow test a year or so ago now. So I think that that's one of the main reasons why this is so so well anticipated by investors, because it's potentially going to be very interesting. That's not to sort of do any discredit to the Lidsey well, because that's obviously a very important well too. You know, 3 to 4 is going to be very good for the cash flow business. But certainly, I think many investors are looking at Brocken with eager eyes, as we could see some very good numbers coming out of that.
Sure. Just going back to Lidsey briefly before we finish up, given that's due to finish up sort of mid to end of October, what can investors expect in the meantime in terms of that particular drill? Do you think ANGs are going to keep us updated, or are we going to have to wait until the end of that drill for any news?
Again, I think it's very much up to the company. I think we all know that Angus are quite good at just getting on with the job and not trying to make too much of a song and dance about it and let the kind of work do the talking. I think it's very interesting. The company have confirmed that they are going to drill through the Kimmeridge limestones at Lidsey as well, which could again be, you know, if that comes in at Lidsey, that's going to be very, very, very exciting and potentially add a huge layer of upside for investors. So I suspect there will be some news flow on this when they've obviously gone through that horizon. So that's certainly some news flow we can look forward to. As for drilling updates, again, it'll be very much up to the management and how they're getting on. I think the maximum time they thought it might take would be sort of 4 to 6 weeks. So it may take less. And again, we kind of know what we're hoping to expect there. But anything above that, again, is sort of bonus territory.
Okay, Ed. Well, it's been really interesting listening to you talking about Angus Energy today. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, John. All the best.
That was Ed McDermott from the corporate and broking team at Optiva Securities talking about Angus Energy PLC, ticker ANGS on AIM.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.